Okay, Wednesday, April 28th, 2021. A classic CrossFit named workout. Annie, not a barbell in sight. If you have double unders, it may appear not that bad, but it gets it. There's a lot of volume in there, especially for the midline. So Annie is 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 reps for time of double unders and sit-ups. And the last time we did this was on May 26th, 2020. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app and check how you did. But if you'll notice in today's training, it says 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 reps for time or not. And that's because once a week we put in a workout just like that that says you don't have to do it for time if you don't want to. Sustainability in CrossFit is something that's really near and dear to our heart here at Lynchpin, not burning out athletes with too much intensity, too much volume, too much loading, too much anything, while allowing yourself every now and then to just move your body however you feel without the pressure of the clock, I personally believe is mission critical to you doing this for decades. And so today, if you just want to move, just move. Don't worry about it. Of course, you can do it for time if you so desire. You'll be good to go. But I also chose this workout this week as the not for time option because it has so many double unders in it. And there's plenty of athletes that they can do single unders all day long. The double unders are hit or miss. Maybe they can do 2 to 4, they trip. 2 to 4, they trip. They get a set of 7, they trip. You know, they're in that area where it takes them a long time to do a set of 30, whatever it happens to be. Today, if you're not running the clock, you take that pressure out of it. You might be one of those athletes that you know that says, you know what, I just need to work on my double unders today, and however long it takes me. Today's a double under practice day with a bunch of sit-ups, and that's okay if that's where you are. Take advantage of it. We've got videos showing the double under and the ab mat sit-up. Super fitness robot time, 6 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time, 12 minutes around that area or less. Scaled option. We replaced the double unders with single unders, and we kept the sit-ups, but then to also, you know, it comes out to 150 of each. For a newer athlete, 150 sit-ups might be inappropriate, so we took out the set of 50. So for the scaled option, it's just 40, 30, 20, 10 reps for time or not, single unders, and sit-ups. We have a video showing the single under. And of course, as we always say, the exact scaling option that you choose is up to you because nobody knows you like you do. So we'll have some good chats about the workout and what to think about, but then you need to make the best decision for you every single day that you walk into the gym. Limited equipment option. They can do sit-ups and double unders, so they're doing any. Now the no equipment option, they don't have a jump rope, but we're just going to replace the double unders with jumping jacks, and I think this is equally nasty, if not a bit, potentially more. So for the no equipment workout, it's 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 reps for time or not of jumping jacks and sit-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, farmer's carries. You're going to just grab a couple objects, dumbbells, kettlebells, whatever you happen to have. I don't know how heavy the objects are, but you want to do 3 challenging farmer's carries. Not to failure, not a max effort, but 3 challenging distances based upon whatever the loading is that you have, resting a couple minutes between each one of those carries. And then we have a nice little engine piece at the end. I'm going to give you a few options. You'll choose one of the options, and you're going to do it twice. So your options are either a 300-meter row, a 200-meter run, or 60 seconds of max effort on the bike of your choice. You'll pick one of those. You'll pour your heart and soul into it, you'll rest at least a couple minutes, and then you'll do it one more time. It's going to be a blast. Cool down and stretching for the day, cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, calves and foam rolling, we've got a video, and then the Cobra stretch for the old abs, holding that 1 to 2 minutes, also with a video. For most of us, tomorrow will be a rest day. And of course, I encourage you to take it, and so I'll see most of you back here on Friday.